Nauru is charging a premium for Australia to send asylum seekers there. It intends to impose a $1,000 a month charge on visas for asylum seekers. That's more than 30 times the amount charged for other refugees. The move could cost the Australian government as much as $90 million. The Victorian-based financial group Bankshares Securities has been placed into receivership. Receivers say the company, which is based in Kyabram, owes investors $660 million. Thousands of those investors are from regional Victoria. A quarter of Australians have a negative attitude towards Muslims, and almost half think our immigration intake is too high. Those findings are in the latest social cohesion report that surveyed 15,000 Australians. The survey also found fewer than one in four people thought asylum seekers arriving by boat should be allowed to stay permanently. British police investigating sexual assault allegations against the late BBC presenter Jimmy Savile say they've uncovered around 300 possible victims. They say some allegations involve other abusers who might have acted with Savile. All but two of the alleged victims are women, and many were as young as eight at the time of the alleged abuse. The Syrian government has confirmed it will abide by a four-day ceasefire to coincide with the Muslim holiday of Eid. In a statement on state TV, the army says it reserves the right to retaliate against rebel attacks. Rebels have stepped up their campaign in Aleppo ahead of the ceasefire. They say they've advanced into several areas in the city centre.